Hey, everybody, welcome to Thoughts. Oh, wait, how you doing? This episode of Thoughts Are Radio and every episode of Thoughts Are Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. My brother, Sifu Adam, comes to you 5 days a week. VolpeMartialArts.com. Check it out. Whether you're on lockdown, whether we're back training in the studio, check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, today I want to have another quick episode, January 14th. I appreciate everybody. I love you all. What am I talking about today? I'm talking about selling the house. We decided to buy a house, right? We bought a house. Now we're going to sell it. We're going to sell it and we're going to move to Sault Ste. Marie. So we're prepping the house. Check this out. I love you all. Peace. That's all we do.
Fatso, the really good podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. My brother, Sifu Adam, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream. 5 days a week, folks. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, today I want to talk about, today I want to talk on episode number 141, This is episode number 154, folks. So welcome to Fatso Radio. If this is your first time in Fatso Radio, welcome. If it's not your first time, welcome back. Fatso Radio is a podcast dedicated to, basically now it's evolved to talking about weight loss, talking about my fat loss journey, my maintenance journey, my journey of life and health and nutrition and wellness and all that stuff, coupled with whatever is going on in my life. So today I want to talk about the move, right? So we've decided to move back to Sault Ste. Marie from Kitchener, and it's a big move. Our move is coming up in March and we're selling the house. And it's coming up right now. So we're at the stage right now where we've staged the house. It's ready to be sold. It's pictures are coming in, taking pictures tomorrow. It's in a few days from then, it's going to be on the realtor listing, realtor.ca or whatever it is. So it's pretty exciting. It's been pretty much crunch time for the last, couple weeks or last couple months, it seems like, but really this last month has been crunch time. It's like, and that's what I want to talk about, what we've been doing. So it's basically the minor repairs, things like any little scuffs in the walls or things, some trim that needed to be replaced or some flooring that was shifted out of the way or some flooring needed to be replaced or, fixed in the basement or all over the house or doors or cabinets, anything need to be kind of adjusted. Also walls, right? Painting the walls, things like that, fixing the trim, doing things that like, touch up the house, things that kind of just freshen up a bit, right? Painting the walls, I know, is one of those things that's like, oh, you paint the walls, you not paint the wall, who knows? We finished with our original plan. We renovated the house 4 years ago. We painted all the main level one color, and we wanted to do in the second level as well. And we never really got around to it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, but we got around to it now. Things like changing the doorknobs, changing outlets, changing these light switches, things like that. Maybe not everybody thought it was a good idea. Maybe everybody doesn't do that, but I thought it was a good idea. We did that. And that's the kind of stuff that we've been doing. And I've been doing this the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of busy. I haven't been working I've been home with the kids for the last 2 weeks, which has allowed me the great time to do a lot of this, right? The kids' school's been closed, but it's given me a lot of time to do this. And let's go through it. So painting, like I said, trim, wall painting, the way to trim the doors, outlets, light switches. What else? Cleaning up the house, decluttering. That's the other thing we did and we're doing when you're selling a house, is kind of oftentimes you just, it's a good chance, a good time to go through everything and say, what do I need? What do I don't need? What's garbage? What's trash? What's something that I haven't used since the last time I moved 4 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever. So let's toss it. So just that's what's going on this week. It's another week where I have been, you know, not really on my diet. I've been getting better this week. It's funny, you know, it's still the holiday, getting back from the holiday. One of my things, and I'll always say this, and it's a flaw, but it's definitely something about me that I have to keep on reminding myself, because it can get kind of carried away. But I have the ability to fall off the wagon, you know, fall off the train really bad. And I'm not completely falling off by any means, but it's really easy to fall off. It's easy to not eat the food that's good for you, and to not eat the you know, not drink, and not do the healthy things that normally we do to keep yourself healthy. And it's a good reminder. I just thought of this now, but it's a good reminder because during renovations, during any repairs, or where you're working hard, even any kind of physical labor as well, but especially when you're doing things, for me, like something that's different, right? Using a different set of muscle groups on my knees, or reaching up, or when normally I'm, you know, not bending down, twisting certain things like that. That's when a lot of people get hurt. And I felt a couple of weeks ago, I got a little twist in my back. What's going on? You know, I lift way more than this normally, or I do things that are much more physical, I would think, than normal. But I think, you know, it's new movements, right? It's awkward positions than what you're used to. But I also think that your diet has a lot to do with it. And I've said this before, but I kind of want to spend a minute on it now, that almost every time that I eat poor, and it becomes not a habit, but there's some sort of a pattern, even if it's just a short sequence, but I feel like I don't necessarily always get hurt during that time. But if I ever do get hurt, it seems like I always get hurt, or pull something, or tweak something, or something sore. But I feel like I don't really get fixed, or I really don't start feeling better until I start fixing my diet back up again. And I know that may sound crazy to some people, but to me, I feel like there is such a connection there between my diet and my overall well-being, or my overall health. Not just, again, like not just digestion, not just my respiratory system, but my overall performance, my how my body moves, how it feels to bend over. And you know, there's a lot of factors in that, right? Like a lot of people don't, I would guess that a lot of people don't think this way, because I never thought this way before. But I think probably a lot of people don't really put two and two together the way I didn't before. And maybe I'm putting it together incorrectly now, but an idea or a thought experiment would be to kind of think like, well, if my digestion is rough and I'm having some gas issues and I'm having some digestive issues because of the crap I just ate, well, is that contributing to my back pain? And I've realized now that yes, it does for me, because I don't know what caused the back pain, and I don't know what's exacerbating it, but I know that diet is one of them, right? Or a poor diet for me is one of them, or a diet that's taxing on me, you know, or food that I've eaten that's harder for my body to digest. I feel like that makes everything worse. You know, for example, if my digestion is kind of out of whack, and I feel a lot of bloating or a lot of indigestion, that can definitely kind of, you know, radiate out or put pressure on the outside of, you know, if you have rib pain or back pain or something like that. But not only that, like if the food you're eating is really inflammatory inducing, if it's, you know, something that's really causing your gut a lot of pain, it can wreak havoc on your issues that you have. You know, if you have inflammatory issues, if you have arthritis, if you have, you know, problems with headaches sometimes, if you have a whole host of other things. But by the way, I'm not a doctor. Good time to remind everybody, I'm not a doctor. But for me, I can completely see when someone says to me, hey, if I eat this and this and this, it really flares up this. Yeah, I get it. I get it now. Even if I don't have direct experience with that, I can totally appreciate that that may be the case for you, because I get that. I get that with certain foods, especially dairy, especially things like ice cream, especially terrible, crappy, you know, quality ice cream. It does havoc. It wreaks havoc on me. And it's funny, as the holidays have dwindled down, I'm going back to somewhat normal life. However, you know, selling and moving your house and selling your house is kind of outside of normal, because you're doing crazy things, right, for a couple weeks or a month or whatever it is. But going back to normal life, as far as no more parties, no more dinners, no more excuses to eat like shit, no more couple days of getting candy ready for Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus coming, and then a couple days after, and always having candy and chocolate around. Okay, so none of that. But I am starting, you know, to feel a little bit better physically, even if something that I tweak a little back thing. I'm starting to feel better as my digestion is getting better, as my you know, my system is getting back to normal. Now, I understand as well, a lot of people aren't as sensitive as I am to certain foods. A lot of people may hear this or may see this. Hello, thanks for watching. And may say, well, you know, I'm not sensitive to that. So sorry, but if you eat ice cream and it makes you fart and shit and bloated, but, you know, and your joints hurt and you get, you know, you cough all night or any, you know, you have congestion issues. Wow. It's not my problem. Don't eat. Well, that's great. It's not your problem. So don't worry about it. But for a lot of people, this may help them. I know a lot of people that I talk to, and they'll say, well, I'm not sure if this causes this. I don't seem to ever, you know, correlate this to this. And I think that's hard to do unless you really go through, you know, a kind of experiment, right? Where you eliminate everything, do something like just, you know, meat and fat, do a keto for, you know, 10 days, or even just super clean, like a carnivore for meat and just for 10 days, meat and butter or something like that. Anything just really clean, an elimination style diet will really give you an opportunity to see what your body reacts to and introduce things slowly. But again, talk to a doctor. And I really do encourage people to talk to doctors. I know a lot of people that are on this side, quote unquote, this side of the health sphere, is oftentimes, you know, where your doctor's going to give you bad advice. Oh, there's a lot of amazing doctors out there, and doctors are not dumb, and they're realizing they're catching on board, and they're catching up, and they're coming on board, because they're human just like everybody else. They're reading stuff, they're seeing stuff, they have friends, the anecdotal evidence, but also scientific literature is coming out, the clinical evidence is coming out. So talk to somebody. If you have questions about this, talk to somebody. I'm just a dude telling you from like my experience, but amazing. Talk to doctors. There's millions of doctors literally around the world right now that are dealing with this. And there's lots of resources. The internet is amazing. Shows like mine. That's all this episode is about, folks. Getting back on track, but also what I'm doing this week. I'm just getting, you know, selling the house. So we have staged the house today. All right. So selling the house part one, maybe. Staging the house today. We're taking pictures tomorrow. It's going to get listed next week, Monday, maybe Wednesday, maybe. I'm not sure. And then start viewings. It's hopefully it's not going to be too long of a process. We hope, we pray, we pray to the real estate gods, actually pray to real God, because we all need help. We all need help. Myself included, myself probably more than most people. But just in general, like, man, whew. Thank God I'm alive, and the family and everything we have. And it's exciting times, you know. It's exciting times to be moving to Sault Ste. Marie, to moving back to Sault Ste. Marie, but to selling a house. This is the second house that I'm going to be selling with my lovely lady. Second house together, and it's pretty cool. We bought this house 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, actually, not even thinking that we would be selling almost 5 years ago, I guess. Not thinking that we would be selling in four and a half years, but life happens and things change, and what we want changes and situations change and everything changes, folks. And that's good. Good thing about life, because we can change with it. We will adapt, and we are adapting right now. And that's what Fatso Radio is all about. Sharing what's going on a weekly basis. This is Friday, January 14th, folks. Big shout out to my wife. My lovely lady Fatima. It was her birthday a couple days ago. My daughter Lily, Picolina, we call her. Although she's not very Picolina right now. She's growing up very tall, very fast. And then my mother, my mama. I love you. I love all three ladies: Beatrice, my mother, Lily, and Fatima, my wife. All three birthdays this week. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. My other daughter Violet has a birthday later on in the year, closer to my birthday in the summer. But shout out, ladies. I love you all. My mom's been a great help in the last couple of weeks, cleaning and repairing and painting, and it's just whatever. Jill of all trades, she can do it all. She's amazing. And you know, it's funny. I've been reminded throughout this week. I've been reminded about things like, you know, just working with your mom and working with family, working with your wife and working just, you know, with your kids around and just doing things on the house, doing things to improve your house, but just doing things for your house and on your house and everything. I'm just reminded that, like, I'm reminded to, like, do the work when it needs to be done. I don't know if that's coming out right, but I'm reminded of that when the work needs to be done, do it. do it when it needs to be done, or do it when it's appropriate to be done. Like, for example, if you start a job and even if you can't finish it right away, but there's time to do it later on, get it done. Don't let it go to the end. And I'm realizing that because we're finishing things, a couple small things on the house that are so simple, right? And I'm sure everybody's like this. I'm sure there's tiny things that everybody leaves till the last minute, or everybody just kind of leaves, right? Very small things. But it reminds me that, you know, get the things done, Carlo. Get the things done, Joe Blow, whatever your name is. And don't wait till you sell the house. That's it. I love you all. Thank you for listening to Fatso Radio. Thank you for watching Fatso Radio, episode number 154. This episode of Fatso Radio, again, my sponsor, Volpe Martial Arts. VolpeMartialArts.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and all of that stuff. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everything. All the likes and all of that stuff. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Avaya's going to say thanks for listening. And then probably going to be another theme song at the end of that. I love you all. Fatso Radio.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.